It is time for the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with Hope and Vision, and we say good morning to Karen Gregerson with the Farmers Bank. Hi, Karen.
Good morning, Kevin and Ken and radio listeners.
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing this morning, Karen?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Good. Well, has the mess improved on the right outside your front, your back door there?
Well, our views have changed quite a bit. There's multiple piles of dirt. I heard you talking about that, and also a pipe. So we have a nice front, good front seat view of all the activity going on back there. I don't understand much of it, but I do find it interesting to watch them. But they are working hard. I mean, they are constantly working. Sometimes you're in a construction zone and you don't see any people or you don't see any activity. That is not the case here. There's a lot of activity.
Well, I know when I drove through the drive-thru yesterday, I'm thinking, am I going to be able to get through this? Because it looked like the rock pile was slowly moving its way towards the back part of the drive-thru yesterday.
Yeah. Did you have any problems getting through? I mean, were you able to get through there okay?
I didn't have any problems. Outside of the fact that the people who drove the couple vehicles parked kind of close there, you had to kind of be careful because you couldn't be just wheeled through there like you normally do.
That's good to know.
Yeah, there was a couple trucks parked back there. Company trucks over back there, and it's like, they were not in the way, but they were close enough to make you be careful.
Karen,
yeah. Well, while you brought that up, may I give kind of like a public service announcement?
Yeah, Karen, do that in 1 second, Karen. Is there any way you could speak up? We've got you awful low this morning. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or.
How's this? Is this better?
That is a little better. Yes. I just wanted to make sure everybody could hear you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just want to give a public service announcement. Just asking everybody to please, please use extra caution when downtown, particularly around the construction zone. We have observed some people trying to find some shortcuts, mm-hmm. including driving the wrong way in the alley behind the bank.
Yep.
That alley is got a lot of pedestrian traffic for our customers coming into the bank, our employee entrances back there. We've got, some delivery vehicles that need to access. And if people are coming down the wrong alley, my fear is somebody's going to get hurt. So I ask all cars to follow the directional sign. It may take an extra minute, but you will be saving lives. So that is my ask of the community. That they be extra cautious and follow the sign.
Let me ask you this. I noticed this yesterday. When you leave the drive-thru, you still want everybody to turn right out of there, right?
Yeah, I've had some conversations about that. I'm not sure why that sign says we have to turn right. I've seen lots of people turning left.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a city sign.
Well, I was going to say, as you get towards the street there, the arrows on the street, on the pavements have got right turn. Well, you can't make a right turn there if you wanted to. Right now, you're going to wind up in a mess if you do. But
I generally try to follow the rules because I figured somebody had the wisdom to do it. I may not always understand the why and how come. But
right. Do you still have those big mounds of dirt right across the street there, right in front of the Masonic Lodge? Is that still there? So they haven't done
multiple ones.
So they haven't done anything with that yet.
Well, it looks like it's moved around a little bit. There's a big pipe in there too, so they've moved around, and then some of it's still covered up with the tarp.
Okay.
But there's been some activity. Again, not knowing how they remediate those issues. I'm not sure what exactly is happening, but
I'm not sure we want to know how they remediate some of that stuff.
Well, unfortunately, it's a common enough occurrence. I'm pretty sure they know what they're doing.
Well, you hope they do anyway.
Yeah. Hey, I have some other news for you.
Sure.
With the mask advisory instead of mask mandate, we've taken a look at what we can do, and starting on Tuesday of next week, Tuesday, mm-hmm. April 20th, we will no longer require customers and employees to wear a mask when they come into the bank.
Okay.
You can continue to wear one if you choose. And we, of course, will have to identify the customer, so we'll ask them to briefly remove any face covering, masks, hats, sunglasses before they enter the lobby or using DriveUp. We still have to identify our DriveUp customers, too, so to allow us to properly identify. And then once you're inside the branch, the camera is able to capture your identity
without a face covering. There'll be a marker indicating it's acceptable to replace your covering mask if you desire. So I think that's progress. We're moving forward. And I just want to say, if you're not comfortable in an environment where not everyone is wearing a mask, most banking can be done online or through our drive-up. So that's still an option, too.
When do you think you might get the Clinton Street exit, or entrance, I'm sorry, that entrance open to the public?
I am so glad you asked that question. That will be Tuesday as well.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So we will have we're really excited to expand our access for both our north and south entrances, so both the Clinton and the Walnut Street entrances. We do need to continue to observe social distancing. So if you want to meet with a customer service rep, we do ask for an appointment because we really don't have like a waiting area, again, because of social distancing rules. So that has remained, but masks are optional. And then the Clinton Street entrance is going to be open Tuesday, which I'm really happy about because of the congestion that's happening on the Walnut Street side. Hopefully that'll relieve some of that.
Is somebody going to greet us there at the door, or we just walk in?
You'll just be able to walk in. I think everybody kind of knows the drill. There'll be signs directing you what to do, which is to lower the mask, and I'm sure there'll be reminders if people forget as well. So,
right.
Yeah, a little more normal.
Yeah. Did we get everything we need to have covered for today or not?
Well, I do have one other thing I wanted to share. We do have our Shred Day coming up. I know that's something the community really appreciates. It's going to be Saturday, May 1st. We do that on the Clinton Street, thank goodness.
Right, yeah.
And it'll be the last couple of years we've done it on Clinton Street in front of the courthouse. This is a free service that the Farmers Bank pays for the shred truck, and the Farmers Bank provides the volunteers. We just ask that you pull up in the designated lane, stay in your car, and the Farmers Bank volunteers will retrieve the items you designate, and we'll take care of everything for you.
Now, you don't want anything in plastic bags, correct?
Right. We have to open that up. It's better to have like a paper bag if you have it, or a cardboard box.
Okay.
We do limit it to 5 boxes per vehicle because once the shred truck's full, we're done. Normally we're there 9 to 11, but if it's particularly busy, they might be done a little
earlier.
A little sooner. So, a lot of people like to get there early to make sure that they're able to unload their private documents and get it right into the shred truck.
See, you have had it back there in the parking lot off right there behind the Walnut Street exit before, too. So,
yeah, we used to do that. We found with the drive-up being open, it was a little confusing for people and a little unsafe.
Okay.
And so the city has allowed us to use the Clinton Street. But again, there's a lot more traffic on streets that didn't have as much traffic, so just everybody be extra cautious.
Yeah. You haven't had any semis drive through in the wrong spot back there, have you?
We have not had that. I live in town, and I have had semis driving down the residential area, and I'm sure they have no idea where they were going or how they were going to get turned around.
That's why I asked that.
For them.
Yep. Okay. Karen, anything else you want to bring up before I let you go?
No, thank you for letting me share this great news with your listeners. And I look forward to talking with you guys next time.
Okay, you take good care, okay?
All right, I will. You too.
All right, thanks, Karen.
All right, that's Karen Gregerson with the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with Hope and Vision. She's with the Farmers Bank.